This is Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK, and so many times we go to an expert who will review the movies for us and let us know what's ahead. And this has been a great resource for so many of us as parents and then even as moviegoers ourselves. So today is a really fun day because we're getting some extended time with Bob Walachewski from Plugged In from Focus on the Family. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Ted and PK. Great to be on the show.
Well, we appreciate your ongoing contribution via the Plugged In Movie Review. We air that every Friday here. And we're blessed to have some time with you now. And in this time we have with you, we want to talk about creating boundaries for teens and technology. Just an overall statement, what's your impression, Bob, when it comes to teens using technology in modern society today?
Well, we all are. I mean, it's not just teens. Let's face it, most adults have a Facebook page as well. They text regularly. Look in church on a normal Sunday morning when the pastor's up preaching. How many people are ignoring the pastor, sad to say, and they're checking emails, they're sending a text, they're catching up on something on their phone? I've been looking around my own church, and I realize some people are using their phone to follow along with the scripture, and that's happening too. But, you know, hey, we are a technologically savvy society, sometimes not as savvy as our kids, but sometimes more so. It's every family's a little bit different, but hey, it is a very different world, and I don't need to say that, than when most of us grew up as kids.
Well, talk a little bit about YouTube. Let's just launch right into a couple of these different areas. You're talking about texting and Facebook and so on, but YouTube is such an incredible place to see really great things and really bad things. I've stumbled across things that are like, why is this even allowed on here? How do we regulate that for our kids and help them?
Yeah, I'll tell you, PK, I've seen a lot of stuff doing. I've been at 22 years of Focus on the Family, over 20 years in this department that reviews entertainment, so movies and music and video games and television, whatever, and yet some of the worst stuff that I've ever seen has been on YouTube. And yet, it's like a library. It has incredibly great stuff, some very common neutral stuff, funny stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Tim Hawkins videos, pastors that put their sermons and churches download snippets or the full sermons on YouTube. I watched not too long ago a rescue of an avalanche victim that was fortunately rescued alive, and saw that on YouTube. So it's just one of those reminders, though. YouTube is like a library. Library contains wonderful, awesome, great books that we probably should read more of. At the same time, in every single library across the world, there are books that we know that are just awful, and yet they stock those books. They make them available, and YouTube is exactly that way. So what's the answer? Basically, parental involvement. I think we need to not only be training our kids to be discerning, but to follow up, especially when they're younger, and we go with them into the YouTube world, and we navigate, and we set healthy boundaries, and we talk to them. If you ever get into something, and just right off the bat, you know this is inappropriate, you don't keep watching. You know, you shut it down. And because it's going to happen. It's not if it happens, it's going to happen, sadly. But we just need to make sure that our kids are knowing what to do when they get there.
And a good word for us, too, because just not because we're adults that we can keep watching it because we know the difference and, oh, it's just funny. But even just to draw the line for ourselves and say this is not honoring to the Lord.
Well, and you've said it exactly. The key to it is honoring to the Lord. It's not about us. It's not about us being entertained. It's not about a crude chuckle. It's about honoring the Lord. And when something doesn't honor the Lord, the answer is no.
Yeah.
Talking with Bob Walachewski here on Faith Radio Mornings. He, of course, is heard on the Plugged In Movie Review with Focus on the Family, aired every Friday here on Faith Radio Mornings. Also, Bob is author of the book Plugged In Parenting, How to Raise Media-Savvy Kids with Love, Not War. We'll get in a quick break and come back and continue talking with Bob about creating boundaries for teens and technology. That's next on Faith Radio Mornings. It's Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. We're talking with Bob Walachewski here on Faith Radio, and we have been having a good conversation about creating boundaries for teens and technology. Well, we covered YouTube. Bob, I just want your thoughts quickly on an app that I really have some concern with. My daughters are teen and preteen now, and they like to use Snapchat.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one that goes away as soon as it's red. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, nothing ever really goes away out in computer world. For one thing, people can take a picture, even if it's only there for a quick amount of time. They can take a picture on their cell phones, and then if it's inappropriate, and that's what one of the dangers of that world. If you want something to go away, typically the answer you have to ask why. Well, because it's a bit sleazy, a bit racy. It wouldn't want to, but it never goes away. So we also have to tell our, if they say, oh, but it goes away. No, it never ever goes away. Remember, even if something's available for just a few seconds, people can take a caption, they can take a quick picture, and then they can download it for all eternity,
Right.
I think this is a great place, too, where sexting comes into play because it does go away. So then if your parents look at your phone or something like that, they'll never see it, but you'll still be able to see it, and kids are sending each other these pictures back and forth just all the time.
Yeah, it's sad that this is the society in which we live, but something like one out of five kids say they've been sent an inappropriate picture to a friend. So it's more common than we want to admit. Most of us want to say, yeah, but my kids would never do that. But remember, they're not always they're not able to police who sends them things. So, they may have the best friend and think the world of them, but if their friend doesn't have the same standards, what they consider funny, appropriate, may be very inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Android phones, it doesn't work as well on iPhones, but the Android phones can be blocked in the same way as internet filtering software can block home family computers. We Focus on the Family has an alliance with a company called NetNanny, and we've been recommending for years people put internet filtering software on their family computer. And just recently, I found out, and I think if they've been doing it a little longer, but it works very, very well on the Android phones. In other words, it takes over the browser, it blocks other browsers, and makes it so that just appropriate sites and appropriate messages, appropriate chat areas are available for their kids.
Let's move on to Facebook for a moment, Bob. What are your thoughts on a 13-year-old having a Facebook page?
That is the minimum that Facebook itself says is they set that standard. Facebook says you have to be 13 to have a Facebook account. I would say why fight that standard, first of all, and try to get your child at 11 or 12. They may be asking, and maybe they'll say all their friends do, and maybe really most of their friends have it. Of course, they have to lie for their age to be able to do it. I'd say probably set the very minimum standard at 13. Then the question is, now they're 13, should they have it? Each family is very different. I'm not opposed to it, but I'll put it this way. If you are going to say yes to your 13-year-old, 14, 15, 16, whatever, once again, you want to friend your child. They need to friend you. You friend them. You friend their friends. So you're seeing what their friend sites are looking. None of these inappropriate polling things that are way too common among kids. Have you been drunk in the last 7 days? Mm-hmm. Answer yes or no. Have you done this with a boy or a girl? Answer yes or I mean, come on, give me a break. There's way too much garbage that's being added to Facebook page. So it, especially for those young people who see Facebook as a ministry opportunity, they're ministry-minded kids, they're 13 and they can't wait because they feel that there's some seed planting they can do via Facebook, well, God bless them. Help them monitor and see that. But other different reasons I'm not opposed to, but we just need to be part of the process as parents.
Yeah, and the same applies, obviously, for the other social media sites, too, Instagram, Twitter, et cetera.
Yeah, absolutely. And, but the basic rule for me is parental involvement. And here's the rub. Many parents today can think back to something similar. For instance, they'll think, oh, I kept a diary when I was in junior high. I would have never wanted my parents to read my diary.
Right.
I had a little lock on it, a little thing I turned, and I didn't ever want, And so now my kids have their face. I'm not going to go into their world just like I wouldn't want them to have gone into my parents to go into my diary. No. Parents, get over that. Get over that. This is a different world. Mm-hmm. Snoop is parents. Now, I don't mean snoop without your kids knowing. Here's the rules that I set in my house when my kids were at that age. I said, I'm going to snoop, but you can snoop. Everybody snoops in this family. We're mutually accountable. You want to go and check the history of where I've been on the computer? Please do. When my phone is laying around, you want to read my text? You are more than welcome to. You can check what I've sent. You can check what I received. The emails that I've sent, the emails that I've received. But I'm going to do the same with you. Mm-hmm. And it's not a matter of trust. It's a matter of accountability. So parents who think, Snoop, oh, really, I can do that? Yes, I give you permission. And not only give you permission, I'm saying do it, parents. You want to be a good parent today? You better be a Snoop. You got to be in your kid's world.
Yeah.
And I think that's just another way of saying that you love your kids and you want to protect them and you want to make sure that they're being transparent too. And there's so many predators. We hear always about predators that are coming after your kids or could potentially be harmful towards your kids. So I think with a little bit of wisdom, we can see what they're talking about with their friends and maybe help guide some of those conversations too.
Yes.
Bob, for the parents that have not been overseeing their internet use of their children's internet use, rather, what's your recommendation for them to suddenly begin this in the home?
Well, I'd like to say, especially in two-parent homes, that dad takes leadership role in this. If it's a single-parent home and it's just a dad or just a mom, God bless them, you know, your battle a little harder. We all know that with single parenting is tough. But if it's a two-parent home, dad especially, around the dinner table, I suggest have a media talk a couple times a year. And it's not just internet and it's just not technology, but it's about, you know, tell me about your favorite musicians. And I really want to know. I actually don't know what you like. Tell me about your favorite movies. What have you enjoyed the most? What books are you reading? Hopefully we've seen them around, we know, but maybe we don't, you know? And so we get in that world and we tell them as your dad, I want us to honor God with our entertainment choices. That means things that are unacceptable, inappropriate, are not allowed in our home. In our family, I'm just going to say, we had a written constitution. I actually wrote it. It's available. We've reprinted it for Focus. They can go to focusonthefamily.com or pluggedin.com and type in the word family constitution and a PDF version of what I wrote out for my kids years ago is available. Print it. Sign it, date it. It basically says, I want to honor God with my entertainment choices. And we make it a more public. Put it on the refrigerator, frame it, put it on the wall. Be it a reminder, a public reminder that as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord in this area.
Bob, what would you say to help the parents who are looking at their kids and realizing they're probably super addicted to their phones? And how can we just have like a minute or so left, but what kind of advice would be like a first step for them in trying to help their kids break away from the technology?
Well, first, they better be modeling it well. I remember my wife and I taking a family. We have an inexpensive boat, and there's not much to boat in Colorado, places to boat, but we there's a place in Pueblo, and we went. And I remember, and I love this gal, the gal and her three kids, but she was on her cell phone for, I want to say, 85% of the time. Mm-hmm. And I never did talk to her about it, but I should have. So she was just totally modeling it inappropriately. And I thought, how can she ever set rules in her family about appropriate use of time when she is so addicted? So mm-hmm. The first thing is to make sure that we're modeling it well. If we model it well and we talk it through with our kids, they're much more apt to follow suit.
Good points and thoughts today from Bob Waliszewski here joining us on the Faith Radio Mornings. Of course, you hear Bob on the Plugged In Movie Review every Friday here on Faith Radio, and also his book, Plugged In Parenting, How to Raise Media Savvy Kids with Love, Not War. Bob, thanks for your time and your thoughts on this today.
You bet, Ted. You bet, PK. Good talking to you guys.
Thank you.